Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News briefly for Tuesday, the 24th of October. Everything EV in less than 5 minutes. If you haven't got time for the full show, we'll start with news coming in of GM's production goals. Their earnings call has been listened to, and I can tell you that they are just moving things back a little bit. Just some delays at General Motors to save $1.5 billion in the coming financial year, confirmed by their CFO on the call. They were hoping to sell 400,000 EVs in North America by the middle of next year, but that's being moved back. They'd hoped to produce 100,000 EVs in the latter half of this year. But again, things moving back in terms of deliveries of the Equinox, the Silverado, the GMC Sierra. GM also last week, if you remember, saying that they're going to not have as much capacity on their truck production as well. They're just managing their capital and trying to balance supply and demand. They still want to invest $35 billion until 2025 on their electrification plans. And they did make 32,000 EVs last quarter. But that is also what Tesla make in a week. You know, not 12 weeks. So lots of work to do at GM. Of course, the Bolt is coming back. We did find out on the earnings call, by the way, the Bolt comes back. We don't know the date, but it'll be based on the EUV. So we think the Bolt will be a bit more of a city uppy crossover type style when it comes back with Ultium technology, new Bolt, which could be 2025 when it comes back. We'll have a lithium iron phosphate pack, LFP pack, which will make it cheaper as well. But when do we get it? We weren't told. Now, let's talk a little bit about battery health of used EVs. Increasingly around the world, and the sponsor of this show is Recurrent, by the way, Recurrent Auto, but more and more companies are trying to find solutions for individuals and dealerships as well to easily produce reports like Recurrent on battery health of used EVs. Massively important for the used market to be robust and for buyers to know what they are buying. The so-called Project Highland, or that's the nickname for it, Model 3 Refresh is arriving with customers on European shores. I've seen German and Netherlands reports and more as well of customers getting their cars today. Stellantis is boosting their electric van capabilities with their compact vans like the Berlingo Doblo combo, getting 205 miles of range for the next gen of those. In the interior, nice big 10-inch infotainment display and lots of autonomy and driver assist. They're medium-sized like the Citroën, the Fiat, the Opel, the Dispatch, the Scudo, Vivaro, the Expert, all getting 224 miles of range from a 75 kilowatt hour pack. And the big vans like the Relay Ducato, the Movano, the Peugeot Boxer, 110 kilowatt hour battery, 261 miles of range on that, 150 kilowatt peak charge speeds, and loads of fleet tech as they want to take on Ford Pro in that space. Fisker's making their top model cheaper by $7,500 of the Ocean, the top trim, but you've got to react to the Model Y from Tesla getting cheaper as well. The bottom trims get a little more expensive. That starts November the 6th. Ford Mustang Mach-E can be had with a $13,000 discount. Some dealers are passing on the that $3,000 discount up to May the 1st. And there's also the federal tax credit. There's also, which is $3,750, there's also a Ford deal as well called Retail Customer Cash of $6,250. So stack it all together. Depending on what Mach-E you get, because it changes according to the spec, you could make a real saving there. California is running out of money in their EV rebate fund. They're blaming Tesla because the Model 3 and the Model Y weren't eligible last year because of the price cap. But as those prices have come down, they found 12,000 applications monthly, which weren't there from Tesla buyers in California, which has drained the fund quicker than they thought. But you get some great deals as well in California. And the least stolen car in America is an EV. And it's the Tesla Model 3. What with GPS tracking inside it, what with things like pin to drive and advanced security, thieves are just passing up the Model 3 for cars that are easier to steal. And that's briefly.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.